I'm here with Dr. Donnie Camara and Mr. Marcus Callahan from the ReHIT study. They are going to briefly explain the study, why it's important, what's involved, and who it's relevant for. Donnie and Marcus, could you start by telling us a little bit about your backgrounds and describing the study?
Sure. So my name is Donnie Camara. I'm a research fellow within the Mary McKill Institute for Health Research at the Australian Catholic University. I have a background in conducting a number of exercise and nutrition interventions that are aimed at preserving and maintaining our muscle mass as we age.
Hi there, my name's Marcus and I'm a PhD candidate also working in the same group as Donnie, and I've just started my research training. I've participated in an exercise training study similar to this and helped out on a number of others, but this is the first one that I'll be conducting myself.
Wonderful. And could you describe a little bit about the study for us?
Yes. Okay. So this study will be primarily investigating the potential for high intensity training to promote muscle growth. So high intensity training involves performing short efforts, typically between 10 and 30 seconds of high intensity exercise with recovery periods afterwards. Now, as a result, high intensity training is extremely time efficient, and it's also a stimulating form of exercise with most sessions completed within 10 to 30 minutes. More importantly though, high intensity training can actually improve our aerobic fitness levels that are equivalent to traditional endurance exercise, which takes twice as long to perform and is also completely safe and has been used in cardiac failure and cancer patients. Now, while these benefits of high intensity training are well established, little is known about the potential for high intensity training to promote muscle growth responses. So most people will relate increases in muscle growth with resistance exercise and lifting weights, but it's actually possible that high intensity training may actually also promote muscle growth due to the high intensity nature of this exercise. So to further increase the potential for high intensity training to promote muscle growth, this study will also involve the ingestion of protein shakes and other high quality protein sources immediately after exercise and throughout the day. That's important because protein is well established to help promote muscle growth by providing necessary building blocks to support muscle growth. So in essence, the aim of this study is to directly compare the muscle growth responses to either 6 weeks of high intensity training, interval training, or resistance training, or endurance training combined with protein supplementation.
Are there any possible benefits or compensation for people who participate?
Yeah, so there are multiple health benefits that participants can attain from this study. Depending on the type of exercise they perform, participants in this study will likely obtain increases in muscle growth and improvements in their cardio health. Participants will also improve other aspects of their health, including blood sugar control and increased metabolic responses, which will all ultimately culminate in an overall healthier person with more energy to tackle life. In this study, we perform a number of fitness tests that provide important information on an individual's current health. For instance, we'll perform what we call a DEXA scan, which provides accurate measures of fat and muscle mass, which we obtain prior to and post the exercise program to engage improvements in these measures. We also perform an aerobic test, exercise test, which is an important measure of an individual's ability to utilize oxygen to perform exercise, and this will provide valuable information regarding overall body health. In this study, we have a qualified dietitian that participants will meet one-on-one numerous times to assist with their meal plans to ensure they're consuming adequate amounts of high protein food sources throughout the study. Finally, participants will also receive a $400 remuneration for their time and effort.
And what might we learn from this study?
So what we're primarily hoping to learn from this study is whether high-intensity training, interval training, combined with protein ingestion can promote the same or even greater increases in muscle growth responses compared to traditional resistance exercise involving lifting weights. And this finding would actually mean that in times when individuals are busy or have little time to exercise, or if they only have access to a treadmill or bike, they can actually still improve their muscle mass through performing high-intensity training.
What impact could this have on individuals in the future?
Well, from the ages of 30, from the age of 30 years, we all actually start to lose muscle with age, a condition referred to as sarcopenia. And this actually culminates in less strength and increased risk of falls and other clinical conditions as we continue to age into our 60s and 70s. Therefore, we all need to engage in simple, realistic strategies that can promote muscle growth and subsequently maintain our overall muscle health and well-being. Therefore, the impact this study will have on individuals in the future is that by promoting increases in muscle growth with high-intensity interval training, this time-efficient and stimulating type of exercise can then be used to enhance and maintain our muscle health before we begin to lose our muscle.
And what impact could this have on society at large in the future?
Okay, so by increasing muscle mass before we actually begin to lose it means that we as a society will live healthier lives, and this will subsequently reduce the incidence of multiple related clinical conditions such as obesity and type 2 diabetes.
What kind of people are needed to make this research possible?
Okay, so we're aiming to recruit males between the ages of 35 to 45 that are currently sedentary and have a body mass index between 25 and 35. There are a number of exclusion criteria, including known cardiovascular disease or type 2 diabetes. Also, if a participant may have a major or chronic illness that impairs mobility. People that are also involved in habitual physical activity of greater than 2.5 hours a week for the last 6 months would also be ineligible, as well as anyone that smokes. All these exclusion criteria, as well as others, are listed in detail within the participant information letter.
What would a participant in this study need to do?
Okay, so there are a number of requirements for participants in this study that are listed in greater detail within the participant information letter, which is what we encourage all potential participants to read thoroughly. But just to provide you a brief overview, participants will be required to attend our facility at the Australian Catholic University on several occasions for preliminary and post-intervention testing. Now, these preliminary and post-intervention tests involve undertaking several measures of body weight, also to perform an oral glucose tolerance test and perform a cognitive test. Following this testing, participants will then have a body composition assessment using a dual energy X-ray scan, which is a specialised X-ray technique to provide a measure of body composition. Following this, participants also undergo a resting metabolic rate assessment, which essentially involves lying in a quiet, dim room where we can measure resting metabolic rate. Now, following all these preliminary tests, participants will then have the first of three skeletal muscle biopsies from the outside of the thigh. Now, this is a procedure performed by an experienced medical doctor that can be moderately painful. However, the discomfort very quickly passes and participants are capable of performing exercise and daily activities within minutes. And all the research team involved in this study have had muscle biopsies themselves and can provide accurate assessments on that. Participants will also engage in tests of aerobic fitness on a stationary bike, as well as a measure of maximum strength on leg press and bench press machines. Following all this testing, participants will then engage in 6 weeks of training. They may be stratified to either a high-intensity interval training group, a resistance exercise group, or an endurance training group. And all groups train 3 times a week at the Australian Catholic University, and each session lasts between 30 and 60 minutes. After these 6 weeks of training, all the preliminary testing measures that I mentioned before are then repeated again.
What questions do people have when they're considering whether to participate in this study?
Okay, so we think the major couple of questions that participants would ask whether they're considering presenting the study are firstly, how much time is involved to participate in this study? And that's certainly well informed in the participant information letter. Also, participants often ask whether they have to come into the training facility for all the exercise sessions during the 6 weeks. And the answer for that question is yes. All the exercise sessions are supervised by experienced personnel. So essentially, we provide you kind of a personal training type service held within the confines of our research facility.
And just to add on that, Participants also often ask if they will eat their own food or if we will be providing that to them throughout the program. So the aim is for participants to continue eating their own meals. However, we will be providing dietary support through protein supplements with industry partners that are sponsoring the study. So the answer is you're eating your own food if you participate, but we will be assisting you with your protein intake.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, the last thing we want to add is that, you know, we all lose muscle mass as we age. So participation in this project and the findings from this work are vitally important to preserving and maintaining our muscle mass and overall health as we age. So this study represents an amazing opportunity to participate in a research project that offers so many individual health and well-being benefits while also obtaining important information about an individual's level of health and fitness.
Donnie and Marcus, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.